The Cavalcade of America, sponsored by DuPont Company, maker of better things for better living through chemistry. That is the ear of the United States Coast Guard listening for a submarine.
Bearing 214. Nothing there.
Pick up anything, Casey?
No, sir, not yet.
Bearing 215. Nothing there. Bearing 216. Nothing there. Bearing 218. Nothing there. Bearing 220. Contact.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Cavalcade of America, sponsored by DuPont. Tonight you are to hear a story entitled Submarine Astern, starring Ray Milland and written by David Harmon. Later in the program, you will hear from our special guest, George H. Corston, chief gunner's mate of the Coast Guard cutter Campbell, which recently sank or dispersed six German submarines. Listen then to Submarine Astern, starring Ray Milland on the Cavalcade of America, sponsored by the DuPont Company.
My name is Dan Harper, gunner's mate first class in the submarine chaser Dewey. Signed up out of Boston, just for a member of the United States Coast Guard. Right now we're in port, with a few hours to kill, so like every other sailor from Singapore to Salem, you convoy 5'2" a female.
Pretty, isn't it, Dan?
Oh, say.
I mean the music sailor, not that number with the henna rinse.
Oh, my error.
You aren't making eyes at some Brooklyn special. You're looking back at the table at Pat. Don't worry. She's in good hands.
Yeah? It's too good. That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, does a little competition scare you?
Of course not. I love it. But just for fun, let's go back to the table and see what they're talking about, huh?
Uh-huh. Just for fun, eh?
Pardon me.
Excuse me.
Coming through.
Sorry. Thanks at last.
How
are you two?
Hi. As I was saying, Pat, he zoomed out of the clouds and opened up, and there I was.
Well, pilot, we don't expect a brass band. Just a nice, friendly hello.
Oh, sorry. I was just talking to Pat.
So I see.
Tired of dancing, Dan?
That's not dancing. That floor is the second front.
Bill was telling me the most thrilling story about the first time he shot down a Zero.
Oh, he was he? Hey, Bosun, did you stick in an oar for the Coast Guard?
I was listening.
Doris, you ought to get Phil to tell you about it.
I'd be glad to.
I didn't hear anybody ask. And besides, it's time the Coast Guard got a few words in.
That's the trouble with you New Englanders. You got salt water running through your veins.
I can remember the time we rescued the crew of that fishing boat to Marianne. It is far and off the coast.
You're a great help, Pop.
That's what I mean, Dan.
Say, what do you think we do in that ocean? Go fishing?
I thought we were fighting Hitler and the Japs.
Oh, this isn't a fight, baby. I'm just setting this eagle straight on the Coast Guard.
Oh, Bosun, tell us about the time you caught Fearless Fosdick smuggling in a boatload of French perfume, huh?
Say, Phil.
What?
Something I'd like to ask you.
Well, go right ahead.
Do you ever go high enough so that you have to use oxygen?
Oh, plenty of times.
Well, that accounts for it. I guess it's affected his brain.
Well done, Phil.
Sure.
Getting late, Dan.
Yeah. Guess you better be shoving off. I'm heading out to sea tomorrow. Hey, boats, take care of my share of the check, will you?
Yeah?
I'll give it to you back on the ship.
Don't worry, I'll remind you.
Yeah, I know.
So long, sailor. Bye. See if you can catch me a whale, huh?
So, you walk a couple of blocks, then hop on a Washington Heights Express. Past 72nd, 96, 103rd. A few other stops before you get to 181st. You walk a few more blocks up the steps of a brownstone and...
Well, we're here.
Yep.
You weren't sore, were you, Danny?
About what?
Well, having Phil tell me how he shot down that plane.
Oh, it wasn't that. It's just that I'm kind of sick and tired of having everybody think I'm a beachcomber.
Oh, I don't think so, Dan.
I know you don't, baby.
Look, getting late. I gotta get up early.
Yeah. So you're careful out of that plant, aren't you?
Oh, sure I am.
You know, riveting is pretty dangerous work. You got to watch yourself.
I worry about you too, Dan.
Uh-huh. Your mother home?
She's sleeping by now.
You know, these blackouts have some good points, too.
They sure do. How long are you going to be gone?
I don't know.
Can't you tell?
Look, I better be shutting off.
Dan, once more before you go.
Yeah, sure. Keep your chin up, baby. So, you say goodnight, and then that long trip back to Staten Island. You walk a few blocks, hunt for a nickel in your pocket, and then run for a subway. The trains are almost as crowded at 2 a.m. as they are in the afternoon. You rumble beneath the streets of New York and read the ads. You watch a guy who's had one too many. Take a look at the different uniforms from the different countries. Flyers from Australia, French sailors, American doughboys. You start to nod yourself. Then finally you get the battery place. Hop out of the subway, run across the street, then run to catch the ferry. You start to feel a little freer when you get on the Staten Island ferry. Not that it's much of a boat, but at least it goes on water, and that's good enough for you. You watch the dimmed out skyline of New York fade away. Then in the distance, you see the lady with a lamp. Not many civvies on the boat at that time, mostly sailors. Finally, you bump against the dock. Hop off, start walking back to the ship. You spot a couple of other guys from the Dewey, and you catch up to them just before they get at the gangplank.
Especially blonde.
In a sarong.
Ah, who cares what they're wearing? Hiya, Danny.
Hiya.
Now, as I was saying, blondes over redheads anytime.
I'll stick to redheads.
Look, Les, sometimes I think... Well, let's leave it to Danny.
Leave it up to him. Not after what he was dragging down in Baltimore.
Well, so what if she wasn't pretty? She went to college, she had brains. And besides... Hey, who's doing that? Who's whistling?
Me, why?
Say, how long you been in the Coast Guard?
5 months.
Hasn't anyone told you never to whistle aboard ship? What are you trying to do, jinxes? Don't you know that whistling is just like asking for a storm?
Well, I don't know about the rest of you sailors, but I'm going to hit the sack.
And the rest of you do the same thing. Down the ladder into the belly of the ship. Fall out of your clothes and into the sack. A couple of the guys are playing AC Deucey. And Buff is snoring as usual. You stretch out and you know you're home. The slight heave of the ship as you ride that anchor. The water snapping against the sides. The smell of grease. You yawn, roll over on your side and start dreaming.
Come on, you low-life buzzard. This ain't the Ritz.
Do
you like breakfast in bed, Harper?
Show
me,
Taylor. I'm showing. Oh, don't that guy ever sleep. Someday I'm going to get him in a dark alley and make him eat that bosun's pipe.
Yeah, don't forget the cord.
I won't. Come on, let's wash down. I'm starving.
Hey, who's got my toothpaste?
Not me.
Then it must be just a coincidence that it's in your left hand.
No, imagine that.
I cut it out. What are you splashing water?
Hey, what are you, a freshwater sailor? See you, chow.
Okay, be right with you.
Hiya, Cookie. Come on, sunny side up.
This morning, Jack. Scrambled.
Yeah, you know I like them sunny side.
Do you want egg? Of
course I want eggs.
Just close your eyes, Harper. You'll never know the difference.
Where are we headed, Captain?
Just a routine cruise to Calm 3. But it's plenty hot down there. A wolf pack of German subs has been reported working thereabouts. And if we're lucky, we'll find it. We're shoving off at 0800 to have the bosun pipe muster.
Yes, sir.
Bosun, pipe muster.
Yes, sir. All hands forward and muster.
You line up while roll is called and you get your instructions. You take care of about 100 different things. The last mooring lines are cast off, and the ship starts to move down past the docks, out into the bay, down the narrows, and out to sea.
Cutter 15 degrees right.
Butter is 15 degrees right, sir.
Steer course 185.
Course is 185, sir.
And you're off. Off to Torpedo Junction. And now all the sounds and the smells of the subchaser around you and about 54 other guys, men on the bridge of the ship, the brain, helmsman, captain, radio, the young ensign from Buffalo, standing up there guiding the ship and all the time listening to the incessant ping, ping of the sound detector, listening for that ping to come in pairs, listening for a contact.
Captain,
what is it, Mr. Becker?
What are our chances if we do spot a sub?
Excellent if we spot her first. And the depth charge is sinker. But if she surfaces, we'll fight on our hands.
We'll give a good account of ourselves, sir.
I don't doubt that. But remember that a sub's a good deal larger than we are. It won't take many shells to sink 165-footer. In fact, one well-placed torpedo will do it.
A 165-foot cutter with 55 men aboard. And every man aboard can hear the steady thump of the diesels. Even the men who sit in the crow's nest for hours with the wind whistling right through them.
Relief for the lookout. Look out as we leave. I sure don't envy you, Larson. My watch is behind me and I'm heading for a cup of jamote.
You see anything?
Not even a fish. Now, if you don't mind, I'll leave you to your thoughts. I'm freezing.
And down in the recreation room. A recreation room when it isn't a mess room. That's where you go to stretch out and shoot the breeze when the other guys are knocking themselves out.
Hey, Hederman.
What now?
How do you spell retaliate?
Retaliate? Why?
I'm writing to my girl.
Oh. How do you want to use the word?
Well, I'm just saying, like, dear Dolly, I have received your letter and now I retaliate.
Down in the galley, there's the everlasting symphony of pots and pans banging against the bulkhead. And there's the thump of the engines and the steady ping of the sound detector on the bridge. But if you happen to be on a gun crew, you get plenty of fresh air while you're giving that free entry a beauty treatment. Hand me that hank of weight, will you, kid?
We wouldn't know. All we've been shooting at is pop bottles and floating whales.
He's kind of touchy about that, kid. You see, every time he leaves the ship, he sinks a sub, and the ship he joins goes dry. It's sort of a game in the Coast Guard. You know, button, who gets stuck with ship?
Listen, Sergeant York, I never heard about you bringing in any Germans.
That's only because I... Say, what are you wearing?
A sweater. My girl made it for me.
This morning I got bathrobe.
The ocean is starting to turn green and black.
Yeah. The ocean isn't the only thing that's turning green.
I'm all right.
Looks like we're in for a blow. Look at those clouds.
You know, Skip, I remember once when we were in a storm for 10 days.
Is that so?
Yeah, and all we had to eat would be cold lamb gravy.
It's getting worse, isn't it?
Oh, this is practically calm. Why, I can remember.
Yeah, tell him all about it. He'll enjoy it. I've got a wheel watch coming up. See you, Chow.
I'll be there.
So will I.
Relief for the watch, sir.
Relieve the wheel.
Course is 185.
Wheel's been relieved, sir. Steering 185.
Very well. Lay below.
Bearing is 228. Nothing there.
You go along and you drill. There's one thing you do want, it's a target. You'll settle for just one submarine. Lately, you've just been drilling. But you never can tell when you're liable to find one on Periscope Alley. So you practice, loading and firing, loading and firing. With all your griping, you keep the sound of the detector running through your mind. The ping, ping, ping. And after a while, you think you hear them come in pairs, and you jerk your head up and look out to sea. Because maybe you... But there's nothing but sea and sky.
Pick up anything, Casey?
No, sir, not yet.
Bearing is 204. Nothing there. Bearing is 206. Nothing there. Bearing is 208. Nothing there.
You are listening to Ray Milland in Submarine Astern on the Cavalcade of America, sponsored by DuPont. A moment ago, we heard the shrill whine of the sound detector, the single whine that means the Dewey is still searching for a submarine.
Bearing is 210. Nothing there.
It's the waiting that gets you. 3 days out on that ocean and you haven't even picked up a sleeping whale. Nothing but drills and eating and sleeping and waiting. Always waiting for that whine to come in pairs. Your nerves get on edge and you snap at the guy next to you. You gripe about everything and you wait. Wait. Wait.
Steady on course.
Steady on course, sir.
Bearing 216. Nothing there. Bearing 218. Nothing there. Bearing 220. Contact.
What is the bearing?
Contact bearing 220. Range is 200.
Right full rudder. Steer course 210.
Target changing bearing rapidly to the right, sir. He's wise to us.
Right full rudder. Steer course 220.
Right, sir. Course is 220.
This looks like it.
It might be just a whale or some fish.
You're a great help.
I wonder where it is.
Change your mind?
Yeah, we're doing too much dodging and weaving to be playing tag with a whale. I wonder where he's hiding.
Why don't you go up and ask the old man? The only two got to point it out to you.
Oh, I was only wondering.
You know what's going to happen if one of those tin fish suddenly...
Torpedo to port!
There it is, Skip.
Torpedo, 2 points to port. Torpedo!
Boy, look at that thing come.
If anybody wants to pray, now is the time to do it.
It's getting awful near.
Too near. Why doesn't the skipper get us out of this? Right full rudder, steer course 240.
Rudder is full right, sir. Steady on course 240.
We turn it off. Maybe. Maybe.
Wow, it's a good thing we ain't where we were.
You can say that again, brother. Set all depth charges 100 feet.
Set all depth charges 100 feet.
All depth charges are set, sir.
That Heine won't miss on the next one.
Bearing 224. Range is 165.
Stay course 224.
Steady on course 224, sir.
We'll keep bearing right down on him. Our only chance is to throw those ice cans before he has a chance to send another torpedo.
Bearing is 230. Range is 150. Target bearing changing rapidly to the right, sir.
Stay course 240.
Steady on course 240, sir.
You think they'll let go with another one?
They would if they get a chance. Now stop talking about it. Look.
I'm looking. But a guy can wonder, can he?
Maybe you'd like me to swim over and ask him. Keep looking.
Bearing is 230. Range is 90.
Steady on course.
Steady on course it is, sir.
Stand by to drop pattern number four.
Standing by to drop pattern number four, sir.
Range is 65.
I bet that water is cold.
You sure picked a swell time to talk about swimming.
Why don't we drop those charges already?
Mackley, stop bothering me with questions. I got things in my mind.
Range is 400. Bearing is 290.
Right 15 degrees rudder. Steer course 290.
Rudder 15 degrees right, sir. Steady on course 290.
Range is 4. Lost contact, sir.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. Cut it back, sir. Range is 450. Bearing is 242.
Stand by to drop charges.
Standing by to drop charges, sir.
Stand by to drop charges.
Does that answer your question?
I'm still sweating.
You've got good reason to.
Range is 400, sir. Range is 350, sir.
Drop charges.
Depth charge is pointed. Not so hot if she surfaces, and we have to fight it out with deck guns.
I never knew these boats were so small.
They can hold their own.
The way that water shoots up, it looks like a picture I saw for a thing called Old Faithful.
Never mind the scenery, Rembrandt, for oil and wreckage.
Oh, the way the ship is weaving around.
There she is.
Well, this is where I find out why we practice.
You ain't kidding.
All guns target. 2 points on port quarter. Range is 550, scale 496. Commence firing.
Well, you heard him. Come on, let's go.
Ready, one.
Fire!
Ready, two.
Fire! Keep that ammunition coming.
Ah, drop that plane and you're getting it faster than you can fire it.
Keep that machine gun firing.
Damn.
Well, fix it.
Look at those Germans! Wait for that gun!
They sure picked a fine time to jam up! One good shot of their war band and we can sink her!
They don't get us first!
Why don't they jump at us!
What do you think we're gonna do?
You okay, Dan?
Yeah, I'm okay. What's the gun?
We caught a real one that time!
Call the engine room.
Yes, sir. Engine room, report on damage. Engine room.
Engine room to bridge. All the engines are okay, but we're shipping a little water. We won't be able to take many more like that.
That was a lucky hit. Well, what are we waiting for? Another one?
Now I see what they mean by a moving target.
Just worry about hitting that water line.
Hey, they tore away some of the rigging with that one.
I can see it.
It's really getting hot.
Well, it's them or us. Come on, baby. Put those shells home. We're counting on you.
They've really got their range.
Don't be so happy. They got ours, too.
Hey, Harper, sink that thing already. I'm getting tired.
And it is for you, Skip.
Ho-ho! Get in! Hey. It's going down. Say, if I'd have known that's what you were waiting for, I'd have asked you sooner.
Cease firing. Stand by to pick up survivors.
Now for a close look at some of those Nazis.
Hey,
there's one now. Hey, grab a hold of this.
Will you pick that water's freezing?
That's their worry. Come on, get out of here. Over there with your buddy, chum.
Hey, there's another one.
Hey, the fish is pretty good.
Looks like you caught some gold braid on this one.
So I did. Thank you. Hello, this one's big American.
I'm Captain Schweitzer. Would you please take me to your captain?
Yeah. Walk in front. I'll tell you where to go.
I'd like to tell him, too.
Harper reporting, sir. This is the captain of that sub.
So I see. Good shooting, Harper.
Thank you, sir.
And now, Captain, if you'll step into my quarters. These are pretty dangerous waters, Captain. What were you doing around here?
I have been waiting on the bottom for 3 days for a convoy to pass. I thought you were the first ship. That's why you picked up my sounds.
I see.
It's embarrassing to be sunk by such a small ship.
Fortunes of war, Captain.
Well, that's the way it happened. The next time I get shore leave and catch up with that aviator, I'm going to tell him the Coast Guard motto, Semper Paratus, always ready.
Thank you, Ray Milland. Ladies and gentlemen, in a few moments, Mr. Milland will return to the microphone to introduce our special guest of this evening, Chief Gunner's Mate George H. Corston of the United States Coast Guard. Meanwhile, we have a story of a new chemical development saving thousands of pounds of rubber in the war effort. Bomber noses of lucite and other transparent sections for fighter planes, while they are being manufactured, are covered with protective sheets of tough brown paper that usually stay on them until the plane finally rolls off the assembly line and takes to the air. But just to say they're covered with paper isn't enough. The paper must be fastened to the lucite so firmly with a special adhesive that particles of sawdust or dirt cannot accumulate under the covering when the lucite is cut with a high-speed saw or, say, drill. And though it must cling very tightly, the adhesive must allow the paper to be peeled off, leaving very few smudges and spots. The problem that came up was that the best-known adhesive, which would do all of these things, required scarce rubber latex. Well, America needs bombers, but America also needs rubber. So DuPont chemists and technicians set out to compound an adhesive that would be the equal of the one used, or better if possible, but which wouldn't call for any rubber latex. They experimented with more than 150 formulas. And to make a long story short, they finally created a new adhesive. DuPont and other manufacturers of acrylic resins would have used this year hundreds of thousands of pounds of rubber latex cement. Now that rubber will be saved. This new DuPont adhesive for acrylic resins, so new that it doesn't even have a name, is actually better than the old latex adhesive. Wright Field and the Navy quickly approved it. It can be manufactured in already existing equipment. It withstands high and low temperatures, high and low humidities. So lucite replacement parts may be shipped to North Africa or Russia with safety. It has no chemical effect that might swell or discolor the lucite. It doesn't age as rapidly as rubber. It stands sunlight better than rubber, an important factor in protecting a plastic so vital to aircraft. It is much more uniform than rubber. In fact, it has everything rubber has for this purpose, plus other advantages. The new adhesive, replacing a more critical material, was developed by DuPont at the request of the Army, the Navy, and the War Production Board. It is under allocation by the War Production Board for this particular use, but there is little doubt that it will find other uses after the war. Another wartime problem has been solved. Another wartime conservation measure has succeeded, thanks to the DuPont know-how, which brings you better things for better living through chemistry. And now, the star of tonight's cavalcade, Ray Milland.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Our fictional story paralleled a true story that was in the news a few weeks ago about the Coast Guard cutter Campbell. We are fortunate tonight to add realism to the broadcast by having with us George H. Causton, chief gunner's mate of the Campbell.
Thank you, Mr. Milland. I really enjoyed your show. For a while there, I thought I was back on the Campbell.
Well, Chief, truth is stranger than fiction. I read that you men contacted 6 subs in 12 hours. That must have been quite an experience.
It was, but that's what we'd been trained for, and we were ready.
I also read that you rammed the last one. Did you get any of the others?
Well, I can't say definitely, but personally, we on the Campbell feel that more than one of the subs will never get back to Germany.
Well, good for you. I judge by those ribbons I see you're wearing that you've gotten around a lot.
Well, during the past 8 years I've been in the Coast Guard, I've done quite a bit of traveling. In fact, during wartime, wherever the Navy goes, we go. And that includes landing Marines on Guadalcanal and Casablanca.
Well, thank you, Chief Carson, and the best of luck and good hunting.
A week from tomorrow, April 13th, throughout the United States and in every country in the world where the democratic way of life prevails, the birthday of Thomas Jefferson will be celebrated. In special observance of the occasion, Cavalcade will present a new radio play, The Lengthening Shadow, in tribute to Jefferson. Our star will be Frederick March. Be with us again next Monday when Cavalcade presents Frederick March as Thomas Jefferson in a new radio play, The Lengthening Shadow. The orchestra and musical score on tonight's program were under the direction of Don Voorhees. Cavalcade is pleased to inform its listeners that tonight's star, Ray Milland, will soon be seen in the Paramount picture, Lady in the Dark. You've done your bit. Now do your best. If you are not investing 10% of your wages or salary in war bonds, now is the time to start. America's second war loan starts in 1 week. Our government asks that every one of us do our share. 10% every payday as a loan to Uncle Sam. A loan that will pay dividends in liberty as well as money. This is Clayton Collier sending best wishes from Cavalcade sponsor, the DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware. This program came to you from New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.